You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Again from the break, and I'll just play one more piece of the. I think if 10 pieces gone down to Canwood, I'll just go in and pull it up for myself, read the right title. There we are, yeah. This is Sugar. Go over the right screen. The sent it up to me, or Dave. It is Alex Belfield describing the shambles. Again, I'm keeping it up on the BBC because they're going to get kicked by this new station and they deserve it. Alex Belfield tears apart the BBC legal department. Got that there, Ken? It's about 3.5 minutes. Okay. Alex, in his old inimitable style, but the number of people leaving the BBC and setting up on their own in different aspects of broadcasting is,
You know, as time goes on, it's interesting, isn't it, how people accuse you of being things and then it turns out that you weren't what they say you were. I've said from the very beginning, after 10 years since leaving the BBC, that their legal department are utterly corrupt liars and cheats. I've had 5 litigations with the legal department, and now the woman who was in charge of the BBC legal department and later went on to have her own little partnership with other people who were bullies and liars, well, she's been got rid of. She's had to leave because she's been professionally disgraced, having lied in a court of law and falsified documents. This is your representative for your BBC who have tried to destroy people like me over the last decade. And now it's out there in black and white. And so this is a great day of karma for me. For 10 years, I've said that the way the BBC legal department operate has to be criminal. They are disgraceful. They're bullies. They're intimidating. They know they've got an infinite pot of money and they try and destroy people like me. Well, it now appears that the woman who was overseeing all of these accusations, the woman who has been defending the BBC, the woman who is in charge of the entire legal department externally for the BBC via RPC solicitors, has now had to go. She's a liar, she's a cheat, and she even lies to her own clients, let alone those she's fighting. In August last year, it appears that she'd gone too far. She was out of her depth. She was happy to cover up, lie and cheat in a court of law. And now she's no longer practicing. I don't know how this woman will ever work again. But that's not why you called. The biggest thing here is this woman was the representative of BBC Legal for decades. This is the only woman I've dealt with at BBC Legal over the last 10 years. And I've maintained she's a bully and a liar. And it now seems that I wasn't wrong. This video will shock lawyers that I am brave enough to say it, but how can I be wrong, considering the absolutely devastating accusations that a judge made about her handling of one of the most controversial cases for RPC? I've said from the very beginning, if you want to lie and cheat, you will be held to account. It takes a long time, and karma is a bitch. Don't you worry about that. When it comes and gets you, it humiliates you to an nth degree. And this woman now, as far as I'm concerned, will never, ever practice again. It is amazing to me that the police haven't been called in. It's amazing to me that she hasn't been formally struck off. It's amazing to me, considering these absolutely devastating accusations about the way she operates, that this woman isn't under police inquiry. She falsified documents in a court of law. I thought that was perjury. I thought that was a criminal offence. These are the kind of people who work for your BBC. This woman was BBC institutionalized. This woman was allowed and enabled to be this character. You You want to know my opinion? I believe this woman is who she is because she felt protected for years working at the BBC. She felt in that legal department she was untouchable because they're the BBC. And the BBC would never lie, would they? Yes, they would. And I've proved it on countless occasions, and I will again in the coming months. This is a damning insight into who represents the BBC. But the biggest scandal still is when they have an office full of 50 lawyers, who, by the way, have never challenged me once on defamation or libel. Not once. Have 50 people sat there to defend an organization and then use an external body that they pay for. Millions of pounds a year, I suspect, although they won't tell us. They won't tell us how much they pay RPC solicitors. This woman is a scum-sucking pond life liar and cheat who tried to destroy me for over a decade. Now she's destroyed. Now she's not credible. Now she's proven to be a liar. Guess what? They can't say that about me, can they? Isn't it interesting how those with power and influence try and cover up their pretending it doesn't stink? Well, my darling, you can sprinkle glitter over it as much as you like, but I think on this one, I've got the moral high ground.
Okay. Well, that was a good piece put out by Alex Belfield, another ex-BBC journalist, laying into them for their carry-on. But the licence fee, as you know, its days are numbered. £3.5 billion a year, cash on the counter. There you go, run a TV station. But the smugness of them, they don't know where. Most people who work long term on the BBC, they don't know where money comes from. They just simply don't. And they're all lefty liberals, extreme ex-Guardian journalists, if to get a job there, like Andrew Marr. Total new age flunky, but it is ongoing. It's never going to end. I'm probably running too much of it on this program for an American audience, but there you are. But go back to Joe Biden. Who is this Chinese guy standing behind him on his staff? It looks like almost a Chinese president, but he is totally run. That's why they were running this bushfire. Russia. And proven to be zero. Trump had no compromise situation with Russia. None. Plenty of things we can accuse Trump of. But Biden and those were total clients and puppets of the Chinese. And it's talking about, as they mentioned out there, about being guilty of sedition and all the other things there. It's crystal clear. But if the longer it goes to, because it's supposedly the election was took place under a War Powers Act, War Powers, and under emergency powers, and Trump signed out and handed over power to the military, and they had this fake swearing in, which is the part of the plan to let them commit all the maximum amount of crimes as an illegal government and this, that, and the other, and then they will move on them. Well, will they do it? I don't know, if a nuclear war breaks out, that won't happen. But and this ongoing crisis, not just the accusation of China involved mega in the Dominion vote scandal, but the fact that there is a possible explosive war ready to start against the Chinese, not just over Taiwan, on all levels. But one thing's for sure, we're at the end of the line for cheap goods from China. As I say, we've been the beneficiaries of it for 30 years. So get ready for a massive increase in clothing and food prices. David Dubine on his Adapt 2030 is covering that comprehensively about the extreme weather going around the world in pockets, and where last month you had the highest barometric pressure ever and the lowest. That never happened before. And that is this biting in of the grand solar minimum. And his entire research, which I was at lectured see it, and his lectures are stunning. They're on his AV10 lecture on the grand solar minimum is a collector's piece. It's outstanding, and it's happened every 400 years since the beginning of time. And this one is a grand solar minimum, the worst in 6,000 years, and it's going to last 25 years. And anybody living above 45 degrees north will starve. You won't be able to grow food in that area. That's where the Chinese are investing in North Africa and building motorways and highways for the population that will become the food basket of the world. Say from 25 to 35 degrees latitude will be premium, but 35 to 45 reducing, but anybody about 45 degrees latitude, we're 53 here. The Shetland Islands are 61 degrees, so it's, we're marked out for starvation. That's the this program will not survive in this location in another few years, but and that means flippant, but yes, that is go and look for he's quite busy at the moment. He's building a survivalist eco farm with all his knowledge in Tennessee, but his phone numbers and emails ain't working, which is he's offline per se, but I can't get him on the program until he corrects that, and we had a bit of a tiff over that. But himself, he will be on, and indeed Mark Steele very, very soon. We're all organising a long-term thing about that. But telling the truth and free speech, whoa, are we ever at the epicentre of the crisis of that on every single level? And another photograph here, see Biden with a mask coming out of some place, and Zuckerberg in a photograph beside him, and this Chinese guy. Pelosi had a Chinese driver, which they reckon was her handler from China, posing as her driver, right? I mean, this involvement with China, and their policies are 100% the Communist Manifesto, and the right to own private property to be worked on and got rid of. Tom DeWeese, the American Policy Center, and getting his emails all the time. He's a bit long-winded, but it is comprehensive, and I say, if you want to keep up with all these things on it without having to rush on dozens of sites, there's three or four or five, half a dozen will keep you well informed. Activist Post and naturalnews.com, and a gentleman, that's Mike Adams, and Jeffrey Prather, jeffreyprather.com. He's worked at every level of the Defense and Security Services, a genuine, genuine, civilized Christian man who says, get your head in the battle. This is it. Everybody has a role to play. Everybody has a role to play. But go on to jeffreyprather.com. I should go in and I'll spell P-R-A-T-H-E-R, Prather, unusual name. But he is giving out stunningly accurate, good advice of how to survive this, but it's going to get very bad in this draconian, communist Biden government. But it depends on... And he says, we are going to have to do it. And he says, we are, this is Jeffrey Prather talking, we are going to have to give the military the backing and the permission to move against the deep staters who have caused this, all of this rigged election, total stolen election, 100% stolen. Trump got something between 75 and 80 million votes. Biden didn't even get 60. But all through the Senate and the Congress, all those seats, the majority of them are illegal seats. Therefore, I presume they're going to backdate what is illegal legislation going back many, many times. And what do you call him, Obama, his birth certificate is forged. He's not an American. He had no right to be president. And it goes back for three or four presidents, just swindling of the voting system. It's like in Britain, the Labour Party, especially in Muslim communities, the amount of double and treble voting, and Farage did a piece on it, is shocking, and the postal vote system is the rotten part of the voting system. But in Britain, if you live on a park bench, you can get a vote, right? But as at least in Britain, we do have the ballot paper and the ballot box. But the postal voting thing is bad here, but it's horrendous in Britain. And Nancy Pelosi smugly saying the fifth column or something was the U.S. Postal Service. What's the phrase she used? Yeah, right. And the truckloads of ballots for Trump inside in shredded and backed into sidings around America. Wow. But and the media and the British media wouldn't cover it, and the BBC would not cover it. They were touting for British Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election, and they were touting for Biden by excluding all the major stories that were damaging to him. Gross censorship. So that's why I'm playing that piece. Alex Belfield has it in for them, and he's a crowdfunded case coming up where he's going to sue them for libel over they've tried to destroy him when he exposed them. So that's interesting stuff. but he's a pretty tough, he's a red-haired, tough working class guy. And he's on very firm ground now, especially with that legal department of the BBC being utterly disgraced. But there you are. I think I gave out the number 800-313-9443 if there's anything new in your area. And I was saying to Ken and Dave before the programme there, the BBC was supposed to be buried under snow, 6-8 inches of snow, all this week. Then they put it off. Then it was 5 days away, and now it's just rain. Britain is under floods here. Has been under floods for crikey. There's a shocking statistic about Britain. It's a small geographical area of 65 million people. Something like 58-60% of all the housing in Britain is in floodplains. It's not a great piece of planning. Absolutely stunning. But the traditional places get snow every year. The north of England, Yorkshire, Scotland, that's nothing new. But the newspapers go overboard. It's like the sky is falling, etc. But we won't get any snow here. It's just more rain, and it's quite, and frost is beginning to be frosty. But that is normal. It's winter. It's bloody January. What do you expect? But I'm just clicking through the morning rushes of the Daily Mail as they're putting it up. There's about 500 pages on it. But the COVID mask man has been put on a major monument. Well, the long man of Wilmington, nobody knows who that is. I won't bother with that. But and Eddie Izzard, a transvestite, wants to become Britain's first transgender MP as she announces plans to stand for the Labour Party at the next election. Oh, absolutely. That's the place for you, Eddie, the Labour Party. It is strictly, here's the article on transgenderism, sorry, on gender destruction of children. BBC accused of being incredibly disingenuous after blaming media for its decision to remove a video which told children there were 100 gender identities. The controversial video was taken down 2 days after it was featured on the website. Well, I have a copy of it. Video was part of the corporation's relationships and sex education package. I mean, that has nothing to do with that subject. Following complaints, the BBC chose to retire the film. Really. It's like I've revived a thing here. I'm ready to do a full program on it again. Soroxa, 2003, a good female reporter, Shelley Joffrey and Alex Bell, fantastic team, exposed Soroxat, which had caused multiple suicides in Britain with young people, a depression drug. And that was one of the overall, over the years, the Panorama, there's multiple teams making investigative programs for Panorama. It's died some of them, but there has been good ones. And that one, Soroxat and Emails from the Edge in 2003. I'm putting that together again. I have the original tapes. It is a horror story, and that is called Paxil in America. That is a horrendously dangerous drug. But an Irish psychiatrist, David Healy, defended a family in Wyoming, Gillette, Wyoming, a fantastic family. But 3 days after going on Paxil, Soroxat, this fantastic father of killed his wife, his daughter, and his grandchild. A shotgun from the side effects of being on Paxil, and they took a course and they won something like $11 million. And David Healy, the psychiatrist, was given 2 days to read 250,000 documents when he finally got legal access to their archive of research. But he got enough, went to court, and they won the case. But it's part and part of the expose of the pharmaceutical industry, right? And I'm reading currently, getting through a fantastic book by, let's get the title right, the second book by Dr. Peter Gotti. And the book is Deadly Psychiatry and Organized Denial. Fantastic book. Anybody who knows depression, it's a really positive book, exposing the horrors of the medical profession and big pharma and people with depression. As I say, we're giving out an old statistic. 5 years ago, the NHS in Britain issued a statistic that 75% of people with severe depression and mental health get no help at all, right? In the ever-increasing black hole of money, which is the NHS. But, oh, dear. It's a shock. But, wow, there you are. Okay, we'll go to this break, and we'll be back in a few minutes. We'll be right back.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendabite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
Just typing something here to my colleague who has his hand on the stitch. Yay. Yep. Just giving each other advice. Yay. Anyway, Health Freedom Advocates file informed consent lawsuit to exempt all persons from mandatory vaccinations. Well, that is an interesting development. Ethan Huff writing this article for Natural News. And they're saying here, attorney Greg Glazer and Ray Flores are taking on the vaccine industry with a new lawsuit. If successful, all Americans will have the right to exempt themselves from forced vaccinations if they so choose, regardless of the reason. While Americans, as waiting for this point, are already protected under the Constitution from unsolicited invasion of body autonomy by the government, the suit seeks to reestablish this in a specific context of vaccine, to reiterate and reestablish this. On February 22, Glazer and Flores will appear in federal court. Best of luck with that. to request a court order recognizing the role that vaccines play in children's health epidemic, exempting all persons from mandatory vaccinations. It also aims to emphasize the importance of real control group studies and compare the health outcomes of the vaccination versus etc. Well, the election outcomes clues the legal system has collapsed. It's now a bigoted, ignorant, communist, left-wing conspiracy against the people. 100%. The Constitution is trashed. Images of the court documents are available at this link. One of them shows that unvaccinated adults enjoy 1,248% better health than vaccinated adults. That's interesting. Similarly, unvaccinated children enjoy 1,100% better health than vaccinated children. Sure. Where do you see what happens after this RNA vaccine is distributed? All vaccines are experimental, dangerous, and not worth the risk. Highlighting statements made by President Donald Trump back in October about how the cure cannot be worse than the problem itself. This lawsuit emphasizes the fact that vaccines simply do not live up to the claims made about them in terms of both safety and efficacy. In a 2020 pilot survey, data comparison provides numerical proof that vaccines are causing an exponential increased risk of chronic illness in America. There is simply no denying, based on the available evidence, that unvaccinated people are ordered to make sure they're healthier than vaccinated people. Vaccines are a reasonable suspect in America's pandemic of chronic diseases and disorders. Well, this outbreak never qualified as a pandemic. Again, the statistic to measure against the five-year average, the death rate is not any bigger. And the 2017-18 flu epidemic killed 40,000 people in the UK and nobody commented. Right? Vaccines include legally classified neurotoxins. Legally classified neurotoxins in amounts that have never been proven safe. Vaccines are experimental because they have never followed the scientific method for testing with true placebos or a control group entirely unvaccinated people. Another chart outlining chronic diseases rates over the years depicts a sharp uptick right around the time that the government vaccine program really started to expand. The introduction of the adult vaccinations schedule also brought about a precipitous increase in adults' onset of chronic illness. Just one second, I just do something here. yeah. Okay, my cough button is working there. By definition, all vaccines are experimental because none of them have been properly safety tested. And no one can be sure how. Well, these ones are rushed out absolutely in a few weeks, basically. So they are highly dangerous. And again, please look up what an RNA vaccine is. It is a DNA disruptor. It's a bioweapon, really. Fake placebos, so-called placebos that contain neurotoxin. All vaccines regulatory approvals are supported by fake placebos. So-called placebos that contain neurotoxin, fake controls, so-called controls of people who are also vaccinated, short-term testing windows, long-term passive surveillance of vaccine injuries, so-called surveillance with an unknown and approximately 99% failure rate of reporting. In this manner, the vaccine science have not even evolved enough to recognize the basic dictionary definition of words, let alone become activated enough to reach the status of settled science. And the Glazer and Flores who are taking this case state. Another thing worth considering is the fact that many vaccines now come from communist China. Glazer and Flores warned that these communist Chinese vaccines have infiltrated the United States and now account for more than 50% of the global active pharmaceutical ingredients. Okay, we go to the bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okie dokie, and we're coming back in for the break. And just to finish this article about China's grip on the chemical and drugs, Communist China has more than 500 companies registered to sell in the US and 10 times that many serving its own market. They further explained that Ken Glazer and Flores are taking this lawsuit of no compulsory vaccines. China ranks second among countries that export drugs and biologics to the United States. It is certainly worth your time to read through the lawsuit, as it takes plenty of data and information showing that the vaccines are dangerous, etc., etc., etc. Just see what the reference of the lawsuit is on the last page. We'll go to Mike in Kentucky in a minute. The lawsuit is Flores. I presume it's going to be a Supreme Court case. The two guys taking the case are Glazer and Flores. That case against the United States, Glazer and Flores, special case about mandatory vaccinations. Okay, we have Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yeah. I recognize that voice. You must have been under for a while.
Did you follow the story from Merck? I think some of this stuff is starting to fall apart with major players saying, like Merck, abandoning their vaccine program in favor of in favor of antivirals. They say it'd be better.
That's a natural matter. Yeah. Sorry. Thanks for reminding me of that. I should have pulled that story out. I read that during the week. I read so much stuff.
There's too much stuff to keep up with. But yeah, I think it's a little shot across the bow that some of this is falling apart because they were saying that it's better to contract the virus and build immunity that way.
Absolutely, the herd immunity. And the and number two, before we get there, to take natural inputs that are very good, the hydroxychloroquine, if you get the outbreak, not the infection, but zinc, vitamin C, vitamin E, top of the list. But it's unique that the Merck, being the biggest of the original drug company, was formed by Adolf Hitler, by the way. I worked for them for a short while. Their subsidiary, Roche. But just to say this, it is something else to see the farm industry turn on itself. That is unique. Very positive move for us. Yeah?
Well, and of course, Merck had that Maurice Hillerman working for them when he started discovering in the early 60s undetectable viruses in these vaccines that weren't being inactivated by formaldehyde. There's a commercial right now on RBN from the guy that was involved in that documentary called In Lies We Trust. And
Len Horowitz, I think, him.
Yeah, I think he was Horowitz, the guy that was, I believe he was the guy that was involved in that, but they had a excerpt from Maurice Hillerman admitting that, the yellow fever vaccine had the leukemia virus in it. And so Merck knows that this stuff is, this information is out there for a lot of the public to have found by now, that they may be actually trying to save a little credibility, some scrap that they may have. But now this whole strategy of using antivirals that just faded away from the news. They started that in Australia, they were using two repurposed AIDS drugs along with hydroxychloroquinone. But one thing that I've followed here lately in the last 6 weeks or whatever, maybe I remember it back in March or April, was ivermectin. Ivermectin has been discovered accidentally, I think, in France in a couple of different places.
Well, that's a brand name of a drug. What is this? Is it an
No, it's not a brand name. That's the name of it. It came out in the 1970s, and it's used by all around the world for people to treat things like scabies, and it doesn't look very good on the French care home industry, but they had a rampant outbreak of scabies, and the average age was 90 years old in a nursing home, they did a comparison with other socioeconomic demographics, and it reduced the death rate or the infection rate of something way up there, like 74% or something, in average age of 90. In a healthcare system somewhere in South America, it was 98.7% effective in preventing COVID in healthcare workers.
Yep,
they
swapped
it in their nasal passages.
Mentioned formaldehyde there. These are fortunate idiots who are using these vaping cigarettes to give up smoking. A lot of the younger people have died. I would bet heavily they were using the vaping devices because they put formaldehyde in your lungs, right? And who owns that industry? The vaping industry? The tobacco industry.
There's a vested interest in making a lot of people sick to have them on their products the last 25, 30
years
of
their life.
That's
the first, second, third, and last principle of pharma drugs. That's it. I've read extensively. The key drug
last
thing
year,
of that is,
in 2019 in Kentucky, a shot across the bow against Big Pharma was a piece of legislation, and I don't hardly ever hear something that makes this much sense come out of our legislatures. State or federal, but they were trying to get up to six states to sign on initially to incentivize saving Medicare and Medicaid at the state level money. They would share that with any drug company that put effective cures on the market for things like, you know, diabetes and this sort of stuff. There was two states signed on to that, and
just clarify that. The word cure is not allowed to be used in any literature in medicine. The word cure, you're not allowed to use it. You can be sued.
The legislature passed it in Kentucky. It passed, and it was, I think it got signed into law, but the business model would not be effective the way they were doing it unless they could get more than, I think, five states to sign on. But it's based on the amount of money that they would save the state Medicare and Medicaid programs, because there's a lot of these states that are so strapped trying to fund this that the federal government is underfunding Medicare and Medicaid. And, of course, you followed the situation in the 90s with smoking. They started suing the big tobacco companies in the 90s. There's a movie about it with Al Pacino and Russell Crowe called The Insider, where a Brown and Williamson tobacco scientist blew the whistle on some of this because he was refusing to sign off on known carcinogens being used as flavoring additives in brands like Camel cigarettes. And he said, I can no longer authorize this. I can't sign off on these flavoring additives. So they crap canned him. They told him his severance pay package would be on his desk in the morning, and they started spying on him and watching him. And before that had happened, he ran into 60 Minutes producer, played by Al Pacino, and then because CBS was being bought out by General Electric at the time, they all got nervous about the stock price and their retirement, and they threw him under the bus. The governor in Kentucky tried to arrest him, and he escaped to Alabama to testify, and that's how the tobacco settlement program got broke wide open, so these Medicare and Medicaid programs in these states could recoup some of the costs that they were, they were deliberately killing and making people sick. And of course, big tobacco went into big food because they saw the handwriting on the wall. Okay, they bought Nabisco. Okay.
But just to go back to the farm industry, as I said, this program was based originally on a program I did, the series of the Barton Report, on reading out the criminal convictions of the pharmaceutical industry. And the top 10 have unbelievable criminal records up to recent times. GlaxoSmithKline paid the biggest fine in history, $1.5 billion, paid the fine and proceeded on, right? Without admitting liability. I mean, to be allowed to do that, it shows you how corrupt the department is and the government and the DOJ.
New York had to seize something crazy like, I forget how many billion dollars of the Sackler family's industry there because of the opioid pandemic, but they're just one side of the coin. I mean, the Chinese are pushing this stuff in here. There's been several interdictions of sport utility vehicles with big bales of this carfentanil, enough to kill each shipment, enough to kill something crazy like 19 million Americans, overdose 19 million Americans. So who's making this stuff, and why aren't we bombing the damn factory? I mean, they're shipping in more than any large animal operation would ever use. So that's chemical warfare. Why aren't we bombing the damn factory that's making this?
Wherever it is, China or wherever,
let's bomb the shit out of it. I mean, they're killing. I'm losing family members in Eastern Kentucky, and a lot of the rural America is getting it's chemical warfare. God damn it to hell! Why is our government sitting here?
GMO farming. GMO farming is part of that, and 5G and this vaccination
is nothing to do with this crap. This is chemical warfare.
It's yet another toxin.
They can kill children for picking it up on a piece of paper laying on the sidewalk. Yeah. Go look about it. Yeah. In Toronto, they started using blotter paper because they can't cut this stuff enough to make it non-lethal. So a piece of dang paper on the street that looks like a postage stamp would kill a child.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's how strong this crap is.
That's why so many animals, dogs and cats, are dying from that kind of stuff, and glyphosate and all the rest. But there you are. Okay.
Glyphosate's a distraction, man. Are you an MI6 operative? I'm telling you about chemical warfare coming in here in the back of a sport utility vehicle. Three bales of it, enough to kill 19 million Americans.
Okay,
they've interdicted it several times.
It's part and parcel of the same thing, et cetera, et cetera. One, it wouldn't be, one is, it can be as bad as the other, but we can get different people on to say, rate them which is the most toxic. But the government department, the USDA, they've nothing to do with protecting food and that. They're I had dealings with them in America over a pollution system and animal cleaning of animal waste. And they're not interested in that or organics. They're just an intelligence gathering operation for Big Pharma and the veterinary drugs, etc. Okay, we'll leave it there. I have a lot of stuff to get through. Okay, we'll talk to you soon. Formaldehyde and the vaping cigarettes, well, as a reverser, they're swindling the death certificate and the statistics about COVID deaths, which people who died of the infection are putting down as a COVID death, which is an outrage. But we will never find out. The people who were younger people who died, I would love to know, were they taking those, not just smoking, but way worse than smoking, is those vaping devices which put formaldehyde in your lungs, amongst many other chemicals. Now, if they're hit with the COVID infection, they really, really will be hit hard, et cetera, et cetera. But the figures that came out and our friends in UKCOM will emphasize it there again several times last week. The death rate between 16 and 60, that category, which is the bulk population in Britain, was less than 400 of full-blown COVID outbreak. So 99% of the population will not get it, and 96% will survive. That's the three sets of figures that cannot be disputed. Any of the government and agencies and those going around intimidating people who are telling the truth, etc., etc. But Dr. Andrew Wakefield and Dolores Cahill, one of our things coming up soon, in the next hour, saying that this RNA vaccine is absolutely lethal. And they said, stand back and watch what happens over the next few months. Shocking, shocking happenings. Wow. But the CDC, this is a story from a few weeks ago. Now we're telling people, telling airlines who to deny boarding privileges so the vaccine industry can determine who gets to fly. Whoa, and J.D. Hayes writing this article, and he's saying, briefly, it's not a long article, if you thought you'd never see a time come in America where people wouldn't be allowed to travel unless they were vaccinated against the virus, that may not even be around. Yes, the virus that may not be around even in a year's time. Think again. The Center for Disease Control, the CDC, and Prevention, along with authorities in most the Democratic-run states, are now essentially putting vaccine industry in control over who will get to fly, and in the very near future, and who will get denied the U.S. Constitution's right to travel. Again, Dolores Cattles has gone out of her way to highlight this. A whiny Washington Post story published on December 28th that plays up the fear porn against COVID-19 because of the goal of the as a status, including mainstream media, is the ultimate control over the masses. Nevertheless, details how the CDC is informing airlines who can and cannot fly based on whether they've tested positive for the virus. Well, they're using a faulty test. The PCR test is a shockingly faulty test. And there's rakes of scientists who say that. But the majority of doctors, mute, absolutely mute, they're bitching about the price of £60 a shot or something here with the vaccines. The CDC, that's all they're doing. The CDC says, in no uncertain terms, not to travel while sick or after testing positive for coronavirus. This year, the agency has added more than 400 people to the do not board list for COVID-19. Those on the list will not be issued a boarding pass for any commercial flight in or to or from the United States. But it's not just the federal agents. The leaders of one-party state rule like Maryland, California, Hawaii, and Democratic strongholds are also doing their best imitations of King George when it comes to imposing restrictions regarding the virus, up to and including imprisonment. As recent high-profile instances show, having symptoms or even diagnosis is not enough to keep sick people on the ground. A Hawaii couple who tested positive for the virus was told to isolate in San Francisco. Instead, they boarded a plane to Kauai Island, where they were arrested for reckless endangerment, the Post reported. Struggling airlines trying to entice more people to fly have adopted a host of rules, including mandatory masks in order to fill planes. But the industry is already trending towards mandating that passengers have so-called vaccine passports before they are allowed to board on the flight. And that'll be a blackmailing device to even to buy food shortly. That's where that's going. And they're saying individuals can be pre-symptomatic or entirely asymptomatic. Joshua Barakas, an epidemiologist at Boston University School of Medicine, told the Post. And it goes on and on in a lot of medical detail. But one of the things Dolores Cahill has put out is the right to fly and setting up a freedom airline. Okay, we go to this break and we'll be back in a few minutes.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Okey-dokey, and coming back in for the break. And okay, Ken, a very short piece there, 1.5 minutes. British man, this is the police lecturing a homeless man who's feeding 15 other homeless men with soup and essential food in a public park during this pandemic in this very cold weather. And the police handcuff him and lecture him about a £100 fine he's going to have to pay. But it's police arrest homeless man for feeding a man for feeding the homeless. It's 1:50. Okay.
What I'm going to say to you is that what was captured on body worn video is a clear breach of the coronavirus legislation. We're looking at participating in a gathering of more than two people in a public outdoor place. Do you understand that? Okay. If you fail to give me those details, I'm going to arrest you under section 24 of PACE in order to ascertain your name and address and in order to maintain public health. Do you understand that? Okay.
Right,
okay,
here.
The time is now 12:45, so I'm arresting you for breaching the Health and Protection Regulations 2020. The necessity for your arrest is to protect public health and to ascertain your name and address.
What police station?
What? Is he that dangerous that you
check.
Have to handcuff him?
Well, I don't know. I haven't got his details, so I can't check, can I?
He's made beautiful soup. That he made soup to help.
A finger in between them.
Would you like me to bring your glass of water?
Yes.
He's made soup and people gathered and drank a cup of soup.
Okay?
I'm sorry, my new sir. Because this is two-way. Your role is to serve and protect the community.
Yeah.
Because you're not doing that. People like my friend here are doing that.
Madam, I am serving
a huge decline
the community
in public health.
By protecting
public
health.
Public health includes mental health.
There we go.
Yeah.
Public health includes mental health.
And this is a waste of taxes.
Like there'll be a lot more depression
right.
in the community.
We could just walk this way.
It's really essential.
Seriously, it's an abuse of power.
All our rights under the Human Rights Act and Human Protection, other protection
in London. No, it's experiencing a lot of symptoms of love for his fellow humans.
Is he helping people?
Yes, making soup and giving it out on a Monday. That's it. That's all he's done.
Well, is that it? Yeah. Okay. That's shocking. I mean, we're living in a fascist police state here in America. Used to sneer at America going down that road, but now it's catching up fast here in Britain. And these police reveling in these new powers, like the fascist police state is in full flow. There's no doubt about it. The just trying to mark off my list here. Everywhere you look. And people collecting milk from a milk machine, packets of milk in North Wales, were told by police to go home. They were causing a breach of the pandemic laws. They were trying to save themselves going into shops, et cetera, in a small rural village. And police, they didn't find them, but told them to go home. I mean, it is breathtaking, absolutely breathtaking. Okay, we go to the top of the hour break. And we'll be back in a few minutes.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.